Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, forever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face let me get some of this here shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the Panther Cubs. That's like the party club that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never going to go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gon' go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gon' have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And I will be persistent in pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger on a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's insane, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected.
Never, never.
Okay.
Long ago.
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Oh,
Smile, mama, smile, mama.
Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember them nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trap out apartments, pumping that pack, I was starving.
Open up them gates and free my dog.
Yeah,
I'm free, yeah, let's free them all. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs.
Free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we're come through like some soldiers. We're come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it. What's that? What's that? You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas too, it's totin'. Free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know they know they know they. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll not know.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dogs.
Yeah,
I'm free, yeah, let's free them all. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang. And you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up them gates and free my dogs.
Yeah,
my dogs. I'm free, yeah, free them all.
My
dog. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Yeah, they
yard. You know one day we gon' find.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free them all.
Torture. But that's alright, because we said even before this happened, and we're going to say it after this, and after I'm locked up, and after everybody's locked up, that you can jail revolutionaries, but you can't jail a revolution.
Right.
Nothing's more important than stopping fascism, because fascism will stop us all.
Back when I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint the picture with some mud. Trees wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stores, we need more that's black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Sands, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of all and fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking to power. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the throne, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casts because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I'm woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And I'ma fuck the flow up. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, let it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because for different reasons that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer. What you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm born to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm gonna die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm gonna die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm gonna die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm gonna die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
At the time, I was 8.5 to 9 months pregnant. My baby was delivered in 2 weeks. Then they started shooting the pigs. They started shooting again. I heard a sister scream. They stopped shooting. Pigs.
Free them all. Are we live and direct? Right on, right on. Been a long time. Been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. Man, dude, it's him. Y'all, first and foremost, it's good to be back, good to be black. Free Them All Radio weekly program, one of the programs of the Black Panther Party Cubs. We have been either playing pre-recorded episodes or, you know what I'm saying, or we, in fact, in a couple of cases, we actually missed Wednesday. And I really... a major part of our work. In fact, we correlated to the Black Panther Party newspaper, in which Minister E.P. Newton talked about, you know, that was a lifeline of the Black Panther Party. And Free My Radio, in addition to providing updates and information, but also that in particular, that of political education, you know, and information is Black Panther Party said that information is raw material for new ideas. You know, lots of the happenings I've been back and abroad. Accra, Ghana. And in fact, if you can go look at an old episode on Carl Nelson's show a few weeks back, and I, you know, I touched on some of the ups and downs, the pros and cons, you know, in regards, you know, going to Africa, amongst other things, the Pan-African Convention, which was a major powerhouse, was set to present how the administration, or, you know, the president administration in Accra, Ghana, they didn't say technically it was council, but it didn't occur. But however, I talked about the energy and the forces, and the conversation that occurred right outside. Now, you know, we're talking, and even those upcoming episodes, sometime in the future, go in more detail, touch on some of the contradictions that occurred there in Africa this trip. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as we say, because a lot of times people romanticize situations or places. You know, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. Coffee hot. But I'm just touching back down. I think we got an hour on this episode. I'm trying to get back in the groove of it. And we'll get a lot of updates for y'all. But I think it was special. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, we had, you know, we say quality time outweighs quantity time. And we have a little short amount of time, but I wanted to kick it off in Oakland, California. In fact, I know you call Whisper. How old will Mr. DVP be today? Excuse me, Saturday. It's upcoming Saturday, February 17th, my birthday, Minister UEP Newton, visionary, co-founder of the Black Panther Party. Or as a young brother said to me, I spoke in the school in Gary, Indiana yesterday. A young brother said, I said, who was that? Who was Minister UEP Newton? He said, the co-starter. And I said, okay, I said, I think that's a new word. That's something new. Oh, Stephen Lynn, free them all, man. Man, I ain't go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway, man. Miss y'all. This politics, man, you know, in these programs, you know. In fact, speaking of the school I spoke at yesterday, I was addressing the contradiction later. I was saying, you know, okay, a lot of times, a lot of questions are not actually questions, they're comments and statements. And the youth were phenomenal. They, you know, so they, you know, they were picking up. But then, you know, there was a couple of situations where, you know, some older people say, what do y'all do? A lot of times, people don't really want to know what you do. Because I'm saying, because even you speaking, they were typing in, and they were saying, wait a minute, this is something he does this. And people find out what they want to find out. They can find out where the club is at, what kind of Super Bowl is at. And I was in this conversation with cats on the Super Bowl, and even mathematical geniuses, they would run down these different bets and all type of apps you can find, and you know, the details of the football game. And, but, you know, when it comes to struggle and the movements, you know what I'm saying? Authentic movements. There's something that the state has not said, okay, it's okay to look at this. They, you know, it wants to get you involved in a excursion of futility. What I call a Chris, whatever that character was, and I'm going to get you, sucker. You know, when I first seen the movie, I'm going to get you, sucker. When Chris Rock walked up in the store at Isaac Hayes, the restaurant, I didn't do it. He went to my bando. He wasn't interested in buying any ribs. You know what I'm saying? It's the same. I'm going to get you sucker with Chris Rock's character coming in. How much is ribs? How much is one rib? And a lot of times, you know, in many cases, in the movement, people are asked questions. And I, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes we go through the process of entertaining, but a lot of times people really don't want. They want to look for flaws in it, and it's really not an interest in, you know what I'm saying, what's happening, you know what I'm saying, with the work, how can they get involved, how can they get engaged in it, and, you know what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, many times, you know, it's also remedies. And as an organizer, you do it so many long, you're able to pick up, you're able to see these forces through the dope picks, you know, this one of them casting, so it's coming to the store, how much is one real, you know. But I don't know if we can call in, 929-477-3785. Or even some questions here. So much has been happening. I'm going step by step. Major days. I just seen current Stephen Lynn. So you definitely will give everybody a heads up before this Father's Day. We will be back. We look forward to getting down into the Chairman's Grave in Haynesville, Louisiana. That music just sitting here whose a mother was murdered some time ago, and she, her and her son, they great supporters of the work. We'll be tying into something with them for Mother's Day. This, I get a couple of flyers to be posted soon. I'm not on social media. Forgive me, y'all. I've not been able to get back on any social media forms. I appreciate if you know that they can post. That I have no numbers, no phone numbers. All my communications, that's a contradiction to that. You know, I had to do some self-analysis and self, you know, look at, you know, you try to look at every situation, good, bad, or indifferent. It's a learning tool, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But again, don't charge it to the heart. People have not gotten, I'm not getting back to. I'm still trying, you know, my bearings. I know this is, and you know, communication is major. And you know, we're dealing with a time where people don't even remember their own numbers by heart, because you know, the most organic on the ground of us can get caught with this technology. You know what I'm saying? Depending upon it, all my numbers are gone, all of them. You know, but so don't charge it to the heart. Free them all, everyone. I miss y'all intensely. And like I said, so much stuff we need to cover, catch back up on. But check the calendar. We got a couple of tours we'll be doing at the Hampton House. I'm going to come speak to the Juvenile Detention Center. Those files, okay. The elementary school that Chairman Fred attended, February 1st, early elementary school. A few more things we've done, but this Saturday we'll be in Oakland, California for the birthday of Minister U.P. Newton. And those who can't be here, you know, in person, you know, make sure y'all, you know, however you can put out the support for the Dr. U.E.P. Newton Foundation, whatever support you can, as well as the ongoing work that's at the Hampton House. And you know, so you actually go to Save the Hampton House, press the donate button. Save the Hampton House, press the donate button. With that being said, comrade, do we have any callers in queue? Anybody, anything particular subject matter that people want to catch up on or touch on? I'm open. You know, so we open. We're kind of shooting from the hip right now, you know. Yeah. Primo, comrade.
Primo, Cheddar. Any callers that want to get in queue, they got to press one. So people online, if they want to get in, press one so we can put them through.
Right on. Callers, if you can't, you're up 929-477-3785 and press one. 2 days ago. Why we call us? It came back from a phenomenal mobilization also. Galesburg Prison, Galesburg Concentration Camp. Oh, which I was unfortunate. I'm going to say fortunate also. You know what I'm saying? I mean, see the insides of it. I was held captive there myself, but this is in regards to case Donnell Grigsby and others, but his case in particular, conjugal isolation, you know, of being. Now, isolation, solitary is like the prisoners at the prison, Angel Dickinson. I mentioned my sister, the man. You posted, I don't know if y'all can share people on Facebook. Let them know I can't get on Facebook. I don't have none of my numbers, passwords, none of that. But definitely miss everyone. Good to see y'all on deck. And we had a mobilization down there by Galesburg. Challenging this contradiction of isolation. We want to commend all the forces that came out to roll down. And again, this is the prison guys inside the prison. And similar to like people outside may not know what you're going through in prison, there are cases of isolation. Other prisoners don't even know what's going on with you. I recall when I was facing up the long stints of being in isolation, I remember getting Ghetto Boys, the good, the bad, the ugly, the cassette tape. And I played that, hey, y'all hear this new song? And other prisoners in the gallery, in the prisoners, they was laughing. They were like, Chairman, that's old. That cassette tape is old. That's what's new to me. I've been in isolation. And a former Supreme Court justice has spoken about the damaging impact of being in isolation. Like you're talking about, like, not coming into interaction with other human beings, other people, like, you know, you lose the ability, like, you can distinguish the different dynamics, such as, you know what I'm saying, is this clean, or does this have a certain smell? And you know, it's more intense depiction of subjectivity, because you're on your own to yourself, nothing to counter or you know, say put in context of, like, you know, saying, you know, And I forget, for the ruling class standards, they say, for what it contradicts. And Minister UEP Newton himself, his birthday again is going to come Saturday, talk about the dynamics of the soul breaker, and, you know what I'm saying, and why they place him in the soul breaker and the purpose of it. A lot of times people say they don't hear such ugly terms, acknowledge, but the euphemisms of these attacks, whether it be colonialists refer to civilizing the savages. It takes away the guts, the nastiness, you know what I'm saying, with those, and you end up with such reactionary assessments like things just change or evolve, and like even with the Marxists, everyone the criticism in regards to the Marxist Leninist theoreticians is like, this is a term they refer to as primitive accumulation, and which kind of puts the situation in the world like it's just these are natural dynamics, like, you know, just or natural or whatever they be, but they just occur. Nothing just happens. You know what I'm saying? We relate to a philosophical tool of dialectical materialism, which takes into account basically, and no better example than the old axiom that goes, God created Africans and America made niggas. God created Africans and America made niggas. Not these Africans just evolved and, you know what I'm saying, you know, we fucked up now. You know what I'm saying? What happened to different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's dialectic materialism talks about that. And you, they open the door to talk about some of the situations that occur, you know, I'm in Africa, coming through the slave dungeons. Just, it's important to point out, that's the room where the rapes would occur at. That's the school where the mulatto children would be at, you know what I'm saying? That's the room where such and such would happen, you know what I'm saying? And how the room was a place, the men were right there to be able to see the colonialists, slave drivers raping the women. And dialectic materials opens the door for you to not only see the impact what happens to the women, also the impact. You know what I'm saying? The men, the contradiction, and in the streets of what is infamously referred to as Chirac. In addition to the physical death toll, the psychic, was film officer George Jackson say, capitalism not only affects the economy, but it affects the psychic of the people. You dig? So, yes, because we must have. Yes, so the trip went well. There were some contradictions. You know, some contradictions that, you know, Let me speak on something. I said before. In fact, I had this discussion again last night. I was talking to Frederica Newton, the widow of Minister UEP Newton. Of the Dr. UEP Newton Foundation. I was, you know, talking about some of the contradictions. I was like, I recall images, you know, growing up. I can give you details of Minister UEP Newton, a member of the Black Panther Party, but I remember I believe it was the premier, I forget the title, Representatives of China. And his coat, I was buttoned up. The grams, the circular glasses he had on, the dignity he came with, the party, the structure, you know, you tell when he's walking, who's speaking, and no one's just jumping in, you know. This is a delegation. I recall the images of Minister UEP Newton with Yasser Arafat, and they meeting with the Palestinian Liberation Organization, and it was in the respect they went there. Photos, Minister of Culture, Emory Douglas, there with Deputy Minister of Health, Ronald Doc Satchel, and others standing there, you know what I'm saying, you know, to this day, people in Vietnam talk about Minister Doc Satchel. These images impacted me. And sometimes I drew the foregone conclusion, or, you know, my idealism, you know, since that people understand such things. My first trip abroad was to France. I accompanied Minister of Confrontation Pam Africa, Ramona Africa, and there's a delegation, Julia Wright, Richard Wright's daughter, author Richard Wright's daughter, and a delegate about the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal and how, you know, saying that, I'm just seeing how you presented yourself. And I've been hearing war stories, and that's going too far for you to take it back local. I remember hearing the stories about when Chairman Fred would go meet with Chief Malik, Mayor Malik, and it was Jeff Ford, then of the Black Star Rangers then, and how who Chairman would take with him, who he didn't take with him. And I wasn't told this. I watched it. I studied it. I hear the stories about how he would take the chairs and say, when this door opened, that door opened, and discipline. You see that in the movie Judas and the Black Messiah. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when Sidetrack was still noticing another contradiction, like it was a question about, okay, man, who's this guy, William O'Neill? But no one jumping out doing the David Ruffin and sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to sing my own song and address this issue. That dynamic of structure. And just to really appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? And then also to see what forces come, you know, in many cases, their only concept of going abroad is a rap group or something like that, you know what I'm saying? But a delegation, and how it impacts you in those experiences. And how fortunate, you know, to know about an organization, you know, even Malcolm X, in the case with the photos, you know what I'm saying, holding the camera, speaking on the world, talking, you know what I'm saying, as a representative of our people, not, you know what I'm saying, being in touch down with leaderships, you know what I'm saying, throughout Africa, and see the reciprocal relationships reciprocated when such forces as Comandante Fidel Castro would come to, they say he had no place for him to stay. He said, it's the Hotel Teresa in New York. And just the respect, you know what I'm saying? And seeing representatives of the Black community as opposed to the tactic, you know what I'm saying? You see the image they give us, you know, people seeing these propaganda bombs or, you know what I'm saying, or entertainers as our leadership, so on and so forth. In fact, I watched the excerpts of an interview that was, I think it was conducted last year, what is the president, what's that, the position in regards to Russia, Putin, and Tucker Carlson, Fox News, and struck me even in the introduction book to the interview, Putin had premised with, are we going to have an actual dialogue, actual interview, or you want to have are you going to do some sort of talk show? In other words, then you know the style of a, you know, how journalism has, you know, has been bastardized. You know what I'm saying? You know, even I say it's been bastardized because even we know the history of journalism. You know what I'm saying? I mean, media is, you know, similar to the school system, it's been the apparatus of the state. However, it's still with some decorum of asking, you know, saying, you know, certain questions, especially doing certain, you know, such issues of a political nature, such as war. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be, in fact, the U.S. has said one of their biggest mistakes in regards to Vietnam was that they showed too many images from Vietnam. But, you know, I mean, not the, you know, the hee-hawing and funny tickling, to recognize the you know, saying, the serious stuff. So even when they was, there was an attempt to go through like some historical analysis about how they got to that stage, the present war, Tucker Carlson was, in true American media style, was pushing, no, this is the question. I found myself talking to people and I tell you, like, oh, man, just answer the question. You know what I'm saying? And these are what I call state's attorney's questions. When they say, bitch, were you, yes or no? Were you here? You know what I'm saying? And not any analysis, like, you know what I'm saying? Someone just asks you, okay, yes or no, were you here? You say, well, no, I think it's important. I point out that I was taken there. I ended up on this particular street because I was picked up by the police, dropped over here. These are different dynamics to put in context in any conversation. In particular, when you're talking about, you know what I'm saying, contradictions that are war. And so that was so you see sort of back and forth dialogue, and Putin even results giving an historical analysis. He put his own personal life in as a child, coming through what, you know, saying you close or what is referenced as Ukraine. And somebody, he recalls people from the community of Hungary, and giving a story about how they got to the stage in the game. And Tucker Carlson himself has said, initially they thought that Putin was doing what they call filibustering. Just basically you have, you know, politicians, you know, barter for time, you know, back and forth. Ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, going, you know, getting around the bush and going, you know, and plan on taking you nowhere to keep you where they want you at or take you backwards. But he said, but they came to realize it wasn't filibustering. It was a necessary historical context that was an intelligent conversation. And check it out, y'all. It was an interesting interview. And he has so many callers in queue. I also, just shoot off the top of my head, a few things. You have to look at that. And Fremont.
It's called, they need to press one if they want to come in. They want to come in. And I watched that.
You watched the interview, the Putin interview.
You want to have an interview for a talk show, or what you want the truth?
Media is political. Comedy is political. I know we definitely, this phenomenal climate we in with the Cat Williams and Shannon Sharpe, the bam, Monique, back to back with that. But also, just to say, point out, I recall Jerry Springer was being interviewed by William Shatner, and he said something to the effect, Jerry Springer said, those who don't know Jerry Springer, who I guess Jerry Springer, in some sense, where can I predate, I wasn't going to say his name in the words of Monique. I'm not going to say that white man's name. I'm not going to give him credit. To predate him.
No, I'm laughing.
You think I'm ready?
You're right.
Yeah. And then you think about it. How did Jerry Springer get these people to come on stage and do this type of stuff? You know what I'm saying? You're like, what is it? And you look at dude, present day to day, like, how did dude get these people, man? To come to do what they, you know what I'm saying, to do this. But Jerry Springer coming to William Shatner, say his grandmother had said in regards to Nazi Germany, how Grobel, who was the Minister of Propaganda, and Fuhrer Adolf Hitler, they prior to the gas chamber, there was these comedy shows they would do. They would depict people from their respective community, and it dehumanized and made jokes and clowns out of them, and it desensitized people. And Jerry Springer said his grandmother told him, you always got to be careful and cautious on how anyone that makes jokes about your people. I said, wow. Imagine that coming from Jerry Springer.
Man.
And interesting, the climate that we're embarking on now is terrible to find. There's a piece on YouTube where an individual was making jokes about George Floyd. And about a twos and three, they walking up out of there. Man, that's not no joke. You know what I'm saying? They said this is not nothing of a laughing matter, and it messed him up. Because first he thought it was seen to be two, three people, but it grew, and that's a hell of a sign of the time. If people can say comedy, you take what you don't joke about. You know, wait, correct.
I said we got a caller online too. I don't know if you want to let him in yet.
Yeah, welcome to Fremont Radio. Please press one, call him and come in.
Yeah, caller 224. Fremont Radio, caller 224-877.
Fremont, welcome to Fremont Radio.
So I have a question. What message do you have for the new listeners that's tuning in for the first time?
Right on. First, for the new listeners, make sure y'all stick with us. Continue to ride with us. You know, this is a hell of a ride. We go again, this is one of our major programs. I say major. We have the Triple C's, Children's Community Clubs, every Saturday, free food, so on and so forth. One prisoner, one contact we have. That means they want you to be, you know, give updates that check on some particular prisoner. But this Freedom All Radio, something that, you know, is not, in fact, it can be dated back to, so one of our slogans or mantras was, at the time when Empire TV show was at its height, we would say, Freedom All Radio show, the efforts, the show that you cancel watching Empire for. That was our slogan. So we got some years in this, but this is always the people's thing. At any given time, anyone from comedian Lou Nail may call in to political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal, you know what I'm saying, live. So you got to be, you know what I'm saying, we have a basic skeleton layout of what we're going to do, but we be going to pivot also. And people can, you know what I'm saying, cases, present day cases was going on. So we got a lot of catching up. We do, last 3 or 4 weeks we've been out the loop. And play a recording special. I also recommend people, in your free time, go back and pull up some of the, go to YouTube and type in Chairman Fred Jr. and look at some of the previous episodes, you know what I'm saying? Again, we pulling up, man, at your front door, in the Cook County Jail, you name it. You name it. Yes, indeed.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Revolutionary love, respect. So people don't. I know a lot of times you hear these different words and terms. People say, "Well, I don't know if I should call in. I'm not too politically in tune with this, or I disagree with the brother. I don't want to say." No, we welcome you, and don't take my passion. It's nothing that, you know what I'm saying. You know, prophecy after this war shit deeply. You know what I'm saying. We say that, and we add to that, and take our words even deeper. You know, so feel free to call in, come in. I don't know if I've been honest. I told you, you know, say cool Odinga, soldiers, long live them. I was out of the country in general, but I was sometimes with Dick Wee and Dada G, his son. You know, I mean, that was a phenomenal. I commented on someone the other day. I said, I sympathize with those who don't know what images of real black men are or black women. Say cool Odinga was one of those soldiers. He was one of these men, terrible for us. Viola Plummer just came up, you know, so I respect for her. Long history. Yeah. Until any questions or comments? Online, on the phone. Let us know. 929-477-3785. Press 1. Yes, indeed. Okay. I think we're going to count down for a few minutes. Sometimes I'm going to get in my chest. It was a couple more items, though. But let me yield. Any callers or people online, we want to touch on something before we bounce out, let us know. Yes, indeed. Go to SaintHappyNow.org, y'all, again. We had a flyer for the Black History Month, you know, the events we're doing, how you come out and support, you know, bring cases of water, you know what I'm saying, whatever you can. Yes, indeed. No more callers in queue?
Callers online, they got to press 1. They only got to press 1.
Yes, indeed.
Press 1.
Y'all forgive me, but you know, I know they're yawning. I came right in San Francisco. Ain't right in. So, yeah, ain't stopped moving and grooving yet. We getting ready for the birthday. For Channel Fred, there ain't no battle motherfucking UEP Newton. Especially on Saturday. Not only the minutes of dance, you know what I'm saying? Hello. Someone tapped in. I don't see. I don't know if you call us, you know, that. I guess we got so much to update y'all on. And again, y'all forgive me. I'm not on social media right now. I'm working more, getting back on, you know, get back up there. But again, revolutionary love and respect, the words of God, one struggle, one people. You know, continue to make history, take history, take history. Close to 6:30, 8:30 all the time. Okay, 26. Let's see what we put up. I know there's a couple more subjects I want to touch on, but I know I'm hesitant. If I touch on them, it's going to be an all-night thing. And I want to see a time for the show tonight. But we got a lot to catch up on, y'all. Sharing friends, we love the people because it's lovely to love the people, y'all. And I just really appreciate this. Inbox, hit us up. And it says you want to do the cleanup we're doing at the Hampton House. Work is we're still moving and grooving. You can't be there for the hands-on. Do not hesitate to go to SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. Hit the donate button. And also, as well as work, hit on California. The Youth Community Foundation. Also, CRC is in the building. ATTP in the building. A host of other orgs going to be in the building. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all make sure y'all check this out. And a bike ride, 7 minutes, you use Peter's birthday also. So those who do want to ride the bikes, do what it do. I'm going to come on up out of here. Comrades, and the people in general, y'all. Man, revolutionary love. Revolutionary respect. Keep your heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched. What's it called? Free them all. Check this out, brother comrade. Let it feel us. Blood, so right, black catch it. Yes,
Coming home one night. You got 5 years. year's end. Never been flown a kite. Hand grown men moan at night. They got you stuck in the can. White man got you fucking your hand. Your wife on land fucking your man. What you know about no parole? Life in the hole. Life's told. You be eating them swags. Guards on a night shift. They be beating you bad. The hardest nigga turned bitch. Be sleeping with fags. What you know about getting and shipping balloons? Keep switching positions in the visiting room. Gotta take X-Lax. Hope you get it in time. Gotta shit in your palm just to get to her rhyme. And you talking about your life is this, your life is that. Your life ain't shit, your life is whack. Man, you listening to the realest nigga. Close your eyes, motherfuckers. Tell me you don't feel this nigga. Tell me what's your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signs and still. Tell me what your life like. Nigga, mine's is real. Everything signs and still. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Nigga, what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like.
Long live Chairman Fred.
Hey.
Power to the people, we just want to be free. Long live Minister UBP. And Chairman Fred, revolution ain't dead. Don't be scared, they want us all dead. The peace is the feds, you heard what I said. The cops is the ops, don't matter what block. You still got a cop. No cap, who care where you at? Right at that pack, as long as you black. But I can't go for that. No, no, I can't go for that. No, no, no candle. I can't go for that. No, no candle. I can't go for that. No, no. Long live Jimmy Fred, hear the word that was sent. August 30th, 48 represents a revolutionary monumental type of event. A bad motherfucker with a real intellect. 10 steps ahead of his time, freedom fight from birth. Pushing the front line all over the earth to a new level. See, this the true rebel. We don't fuck with the state, no red or white or blue metal. Cops is the ops and the pigs is sick. Swine flu pandemic, they plan that shit. But we upset the setup, free them all. It's a call, street party, IRC, music, see all of y'all.
Friends and comrades with that decision. Like Park said, this ain't living. They want us all dead. I can't be subjective when it comes to oppression. It's the war on black. Chairman told you that. Cause you say Chirac, don't think that we cool with that. Recognize the fact now. Is you gon' ride with that? With the same energy that when you ride on black. Nah, I ain't never say put down your straps. You gotta think about who want us all dead because we black.
One, what? This is dang.